John Batchelor is now on Facebook. Become his Facebook friend at facebook.com/Batchelor Show.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Muammar Gaddafi and his sons, they are now a rogue regime, a pariah. The declaration by the President of the United States that Gaddafi needs to go. Once upon a time, however, not so very long ago, the United States welcomed Gaddafi and his flip from producing WMD and being a threat to his neighbors and to the world into the a community of nations. What followed, of course, was rich trade with Europe, chiefly built on energy. However, in this transformation process, I was always told, you know, John, the two sons, they're leading this, not the old desert rogue. The two sons. And I didn't pay too much attention. But now I learn, thanks to Farah Stockman, who's a foreign reporter, foreign correspondent for the Boston Globe, that the two sons, in fact, one in especially, Saif, the man who's much on YouTube now, making declarations of how things are okay and they're going to rearrange the country once they clean up these drug addicts who are some way in rebellion. That one, the very attractive fellow, graduated from the London School of Economics until, of course, they found out that he might have purchased his degree. That fellow. Well, Saif has been talking not only to intellectuals in London, but also to the reigning intellectuals in the United States, especially around Cambridge, especially at Harvard College. Farah, a very good evening to you. What is the Monitor Group based in Cambridge, Massachusetts?
The Monitor Group is a management consulting firm. It's one of the big ones, one of the famous ones in Boston, and it was started by six people, three of whom were Harvard professors at the time, and it has nonprofits, governments, and Fortune 500 companies as its clients. But it's been very secretive, and only now are we learning more about what it was doing in Libya.
Okay, once upon a time in 2005, Michael Porter, a professor at the Harvard Business School, who is one of the founders of the Monitor Group, gets a phone call from Saif Gaddafi. What does he want?
Well, Gaddafi called him, I think it might have been even as far back as 2001, and said, hey, we'd love some help bringing economic reform to Libya. And Porter ends up agreeing to come and meet with Libyan ministers and ends up agreeing to sign on to this effort to try to bring economic reforms to Libya. He ends up bringing in the Monitor Group, and the Monitor Group moved to Tripoli in 2005 with as many as a dozen young consultants, and they started working on a plan for economic reform. But over time, it became clear that this was less about reform and more about PR, at least for some of them. I think one by one, some of these professors sort of started to realize that Libya wasn't going to reform in the way that they had hoped, and many of them dropped out of the effort, but others didn't, and they stayed till the end. I imagine they got paid very handsomely.
Farah, do I read correctly that the Monitor Group was paid $250,000 a month, every month, by Libya for this access to our intellectuals?
Yes, and the access to the intellectuals was one part of what they were doing. They were also training, quote-unquote, elites to implement reforms, and so they had a training program for Libyan elite people, and I think that's part of what the London School of Economics is investigating right now.
Right. Why the resignation of the head of the London School of Economics?
Right.
However, we're focusing on the Kennedy School of Government, which is the London School of Economics on this side of the Atlantic. I read names associated with the Monitor Group. Joseph Nye, who was dean of the Kennedy School.
Yep.
Lord Anthony Giddens, who was former head of the London School of Economics, mentioned. Francis Fukuyama, the political philosopher from Stanford. Benjamin Barber, who has written about democracy extensively.
Yep.
And more names. These
yep.
men were all employed or brought on by Monitor to deal with Libya in some fashion over the last 5 years. Is that all correct?
Yes, and none of them will tell me how much they were paid. They all say, oh, it was a normal consulting fee, and Monitor paid expenses and and their consulting fee, which I'll leave that up to your imagination.
Right, and a consulting fee. Is there a website we can all go to and find out how much it costs to purchase a Harvard professor with a first-class ticket to Tripoli? And I want to know if it's more than 30 pieces. You understand, Farah.
I wonder. I've asked them all, and some of them have said that Monitor made them sign a confidentiality agreement that they would not disclose their fee. But,
right.
I mean, the interesting thing is asking these guys what they thought they were doing. Some of them thought they were advising Gaddafi, and then I asked, did you get a word in edgewise when you met with him? I mean, he's obviously prone to long monologues. And some of them thought they were just... some of them talk about their work as though they were doing research for themselves, and Monitor was paying for their own, subsidizing their own research. A lot of these professors have told me, look, we were curious about Gaddafi. We wanted to be part of an effort, if possible, to bring Libya in from the cold. But, even if we realized that probably wasn't going to happen, we still were just wondering what this guy was going to do and say. Robert Putnam, who is a former dean of the Kennedy School as well, went on one of these trips, and he wrote about it a couple weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, and he said, at first he thought he was going as an advisor, and he realized after meeting Gaddafi that Gaddafi wasn't really interested in advice and wasn't interested in reform, and Putnam decided never to go back. And declined future meetings. Putnam said in the Wall Street Journal that this was because he started to realize this was a PR campaign, that people were writing about Gaddafi as though he was reforming and because he was having all these intellectuals come and talk to him.
What about the book proposal? $2 million in expenses for the Gaddafi book, which was to be entitled Mass Murder for Dummies or something like that. What does Monitor say about the book proposal?
Oh, it's the greatest. They originally said nothing. It was really hard to get them to say anything about this work. But they had bragged about it so much in like 2005, 6, and 7. They had gotten so much publicity for it that they couldn't deny that they had that they were doing this kind of thing. So eventually, they did release a second press release on last Thursday that said that the book was a quote. It was a serious mistake.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, they were trying to get and I know I spoke to a number of academics that they approached who they wanted to help write this book, and it was going to be a conversation between Gaddafi and some of the world's prominent intellectuals. And I mean, you just read the description of the book, and it's just kind of surreal.
Did they have a publisher?
I don't know that they had a publisher.
Uh-huh. Is there an outline somewhere? Is it available?
Yes. This document. There's a document that was posted on a Libyan opposition website. I think it's the National Congress for Libyan Opposition. There is a 23-page description of what Monitor was going to do for Libya in the year 2008. And one of the things it was going to do, one of the most important things it was going to do, was publish this book timed to coincide with the anniversary of Gaddafi coming to power. And it was going to be all about his ideas, his importance on the world stage, his concept of democracy, his belief in individual freedom. And Mark Fuller, a former Harvard professor who is the current head of Monitor, said he would write this book, but he was clearly trying to recruit other serious academics to work on this, and nobody wanted to touch it. Nobody wanted to do it, and they eventually abandoned the project.
Farah Stockman reporting on foreign affairs for the Boston Globe on the Monitor Group of Cambridge, Massachusetts, a book proposal to present Gaddafi to the world as something less than a monster, and the best brains in the country and the dictator. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.